Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The fourth Sunday of Advent. Today's theme, the love that comes from God who is with us. Love is the theme of the fourth Sunday of Advent. A good definition of love is the same name we see in the first reading from Isaiah chapter 7 verses 10 through 14, and again when the prophecy is fulfilled in the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 24. Emmanuel, which means God is with us. To have love is to have God with us. To give love is to give God who is with us. Have you ever felt like you've run out of love to give? Well, that's quite impossible. We might run out of patience. We might get tired of giving more love than we receive from others. But God, who is love, is always with us. When we feel empty from loving someone who doesn't equally love us back, or when we reach the point of despising someone who repeatedly hurts us, this is when we need to ask God for a supernatural ability to love with His love. This prayer always works. It's how we become effective evangelizers as distributors of His love. When we give God's love to those who are unpleasant to love, we're revealing to them God who is with us. We all have people in our lives who fail to be Christ to us. They don't love us like God wants them to love us. So we need to remind ourselves that our happiness is not dependent upon how they treat us. God is with us. We need to call upon Emmanuel. God, who is with us, already loves us fully and unconditionally, whether or not we deserve it. When we're looking for others to love us more than they do, we feel unloved. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, His love fills in all the gaps. Emmanuel, it's a name for Jesus that we should use year-round. As you finish preparing for the celebration of Christmas, focus on Emmanuel. Sing to Emmanuel. Pray to Emmanuel. This sign, this reminder, this name is God's personal Christmas gift to you. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. Are you loved enough? What will you do this week as a Christmas gift for yourself to become more aware of God's love for you? Here's an idea. Go to the nativity display at your church and look at the manger. Write on a small piece of paper the names of those who failed to love you sufficiently. Place it in the manger and, if it has straw or hay, take a piece of it as a reminder that Emmanuel was born to give you more than enough love. What is the best Christmas gift you've ever received from God? Why did it make you feel loved?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.